From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The battle of words between Russia and Turkey continues. Over the downing of a Russian warplane today, with Russian Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warning Moscow not to play with fire. Speaking in the city of Beirut, Erdogan accused Russia of playing with fire by attacking groups opposed to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad under the pretext of fighting ISIS and by irresponsibly targeting trucks operating within Syria looking for commercial activities or humanitarian aid. Turkey's state-run news agency and a Turkish relief group have reported that Russian aircraft attacked a Turkish aid convoy inside Syria near the Turkish border, killing 7 people and wounding 10 on Wednesday. Russia acting angrily after the Turkish fighter jets shot down its warplane on Tuesday. Meantime, the detention of 2 prominent journalists is provoking international and national criticism, with Dorian Jones reporting from Istanbul.
Condemnation is growing over the jailing of 2 leading Turkish journalists. Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, the leader of the main opposition, Republican People's Party, described the arrest as a black day for democracy and freedom of press. The US Embassy, in a tweet, expressed great concern about what it said appears to be another media outlet under pressure. The editor of Turkey's Cumhuriyet newspaper, Can Dündar, and his Ankara bureau chief, Erdem Gül, are facing more than 20 years in jail on spying charges.
This is VOA News. French President François Hollande, presiding over today's national memorial service for victims, promised to crush the army of fanatics who carried out this month's attacks, the deadly terror attacks in Paris. The commemoration held in Paris began with a somber reading of the names and ages of the 130 people who died in the attacks claimed by the Islamic State group.
Stéphane Alexis, 39 ans.
Nick Alexander, 35 ans.
It's been 2 weeks since Islamic State militants swept through Paris, setting off their suicide vests and opening fire on innocent victims in several locations, including a crowded concert hall. They also set off a firestorm of reaction in the international arena as countries march up to help participate in putting down the ISIS group responsible. Authorities in Mali have arrested 2 people in connection with a terrorist attack that killed 22 people at an upscale hotel in Bamako. Catherine Hoja has the latest for VOA from Bamako.
Speaking at the St. Joseph the Worker Catholic Parish in Nairobi's Kangemi slum, Pope Francis did not shy away from making his thoughts known on urban poverty.
Estoy aquí porque quiero que sepan que sus alegrías y esperanzas.
The Pope said he understands the difficulties the people face each day, as well as their hopes and sorrows. The crowd cheered as the Pope said that to deny a family water under any bureaucratic pretext whatsoever was a great injustice. He said lack of access to infrastructure and basic services is a serious problem. The pontiff chastised what he called minorities who cling to power and wealth and selfishly squander. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
Obviously, that was a report on the Pope's visit to Kenya. Police in Colorado Springs, Colorado, say they have a gunman in custody after a 5-hour standoff at a Planned Parenthood office which injured 11 people, including 5 police officers. It's now known that 3, including 1 police officer, are dead. There was a lot of shouting, but no verbal communications until officers were finally able to contact the individual and get him to surrender. Police are still trying to ascertain whether anyone was left inside the Planned Parenthood offices. Colorado Springs Mayor John Souther said the police showed untold valor. Chicago police have made an arrest in the shooting death of a 9-year-old boy whose alleged gang-related death has sparked outrage in that city. In a press conference today, Chicago Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy announced the arrest of 27-year-old Corey Morgan, charged with first-degree murder in what he called the unfathomable targeted execution of Tyshawn Lee. Chicago police say the boy was lured into an alley and killed because of his family's gang involvement. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.